Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. Hey, welcome back. Another episode of Scrum is Hard and Disruptive, where Todd Miller and me, Ryan Ripley, we take a look at a really interesting white paper Ken Schwaber put out back in 2006 called Scrum is Hard and Disruptive. Taking a look at all 15 ideas, and seeing how we're talking through them, and also seeing how well they've held up, or perhaps not. So far, so good. We're on to number 3, which, Todd, this might, I think this one stirs a lot of people up sometimes. I think it's actually a little more provocative than the first blush or first read. If waterfall suits current needs, continue using it. That's a waterfall endorsement.
Yeah. You know, I feel like we say this all the time. Like, if you're delivering stuff and your customers are happy and your company's making money and the people within it are happy,
can't keep it up. You're winning. That's winning. It's like, hey, I'm on the Philadelphia Eagles and our offense is amazing and we're scoring, 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 and the defense is stopping, stopping, stopping. Yeah. Let's change everything, right?
Yeah, let's change everything about it. And they would never do that.
No, we're winning.
Yeah.
I can't use the Bears this season for that. But
No.
I wish they would change everything on that side. For those of you watching this years from now, it's 2023, and the Bears are terrible. But if waterfall suits current needs, continue using it. In all seriousness, we run into countless organizations and teams and people who say, well, we can use Scrum, but this, or Scrum works except that. Great. Do what works. Just don't call it Scrum. Mm-hmm. If what you're doing suits your needs, you're winning, you're getting great ROI, your customers are happy, just keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry. There's no such thing as the Scrum purity police, except on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And just sometimes mute all of them. That's what a block button is for.
Here's what I want to know, though, is what is the definition of need here?
Yeah.
Because if need is because it creates a hierarchy for me as an individual to harness a lot of power in, or it, you know what I mean? I want to know what need defines. So if current needs to me is delivering to your customer and maybe even filling a satisfaction gap and acquiring some unrealized value using some EBM stuff and building and expanding and those kinds of things, I think that current need, that definition is great. If current need is anything really other than that, I don't know.
Problematic, right?
Yeah.
If it meets my current needs to control every aspect of the way my team works, that's not a good definition, is it? Mm-hmm. If it meets my needs to fix scope and force things down developers' throats, it's not a good need, is it? But the customer-driven idea, I think that's interesting, Todd. The definition of needs really drives the the statement here.
Yeah.
I think that's right. I think you're also, you kind of pried open a topic that we'll put in a different video, a different series. Can EBM make waterfall effective?
Yeah. Huh.
I think it's that's a good question, right?
Let's take a note for that.
But we won't digress too much more here. Look, this is an easy one to talk about. I think it's the word needs is important. You know, if the word needs is customer driven, outcome focused, ROI centric, you know, filling a satisfaction gap, like Todd mentioned, this is a great statement. If the needs are not so not so good, perhaps another look needs to be taken. But look, you're not required to use Scrum. There's no such thing as the Scrum purity police. You're not going to get taken to Scrum jail if you use the framework incorrectly or in a different way. It's just, it's not called Scrum anymore, but if it's meeting your needs, whether it's waterfall or any other method or technique, and you're winning, keep winning. All right. Anything else there, Mr. Miller?
No. Yeah. Keep winning.
Hey, winning's more fun, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Be sure to like and subscribe. Do not miss future episodes. We're taking on all 15 items that Ken pointed out back in 2006 in his awesome white paper. So stay tuned for that. Check out all the socials. Some nice links are going to pop up. Check those out as well. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Scrum on. And go Eagles, Bears, get your act together. And we'll see you next time. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!